So, Jeff, we're sitting in short sleeves in 60 degree weather under no clouds, looking at a completely bare mountain, and it looks like the snowmaking machines are up, but no snowmaking happening yet. Are you concerned?
I wouldn't say I'm concerned. We're ready to go. Everything's sitting up there. We've tested the system. We had one night where we made snow on Aspen Mountain. Everything worked beautifully, but it's so warm, all the snow we made is gone. So we like to operate efficiently, and we like to just be prepared to go as soon as we get temperatures. This year, fortunately, we don't have Thanksgiving races because we have the World Cup Finals in March. So when we do have the temperatures to make snow, we're going to be able to concentrate 100% on the eastern side of the mountain, which is the Little Nell Spar Gulch up the mountain to Ajax Express.
And then, Jim, we know this has happened before, where it's been warm and we haven't had a lot of snow in November, but would you say this happens more often than not?
Yes, I believe it. It is happening more often, although I recall years like 1934, because I was just a four-year-old kid then, so this isn't the first time we've had Novembers like this, and it won't be the last time. In fact, I recall Darcy Brown standing right out here at the base of Little Nell with his hands up in the air saying, "Where is it, dear Lord?" You know, the only one thing that was a failed attempt to try to modify the weather, cloud seeding they called it at the time. They thought it would increase the snowfall. I think all it did was to seed the clouds to go over to Denver and dump on Denver.
So, Corey, your weather reports have hinted at big snows to come towards the end of this week. Can you tell us about some other times that we've seen this kind of pattern where it's been super dry and then you're expecting bigger snows?
Elizabeth, the winter that stands out in my mind, and I'm looking at the weather guide right here from Jim's book, is 2007-2008. The winter of the November of 2007 only had 0.46 inches, which is just hideously dry. And out of all his records here, that's the lowest one that I can see, at least through from 1950 on. And if you remember what happened, November 30th, and then remember December and January, it snowed like 27 out of 31 days each month, and we had it was a great winter. So I agree with Jim, anything can happen, but I've seen a lot of times where a dry November, it goes to hell in December.
It goes to heaven.
It goes to heaven in December.
That's how we like to look at it.
So what's happening aloft right now, long story really short, there's high latitude blocking up across Canada and Alaska, and it's going to force the jet underneath it. And all the models are extremely consistent, the GFS, the European, the Canadian GEM Global, that it starts Thursday. So we make the transition toward much colder, and we start to get more frequent snow events. So I would not give up on the month yet at all. It can change quick.
But sometimes it doesn't.
That's correct. But never give up hope. You know, as Mark Twain said, it's the topic that's much discussed, but no one can do anything about, you know. So one thing I would like to say about weather in Aspen is that I've learned over the years that it's consistently inconsistent.
Right.
And that is, so just because it was like this year doesn't mean it'll be the same next year.
So the winter that comes to my mind and the one that you have in your book is 76-77. Can you tell us a little bit about
that year?
That one.
For Christmas, I've got a picture in my book about Ramona and I and the kids on top of Independence Pass Christmas Day. But you take the good with the bad, but hopefully we have more good than we do bad. But then in 81, I think it was 81, 82, sometime like there, we had a bad year, and so that's when the decision was made to put in snowmaking. And that was a real blessing for Aspen Mountain to get the snowmaking in.
This year?
I truly think we will have a normal winter to even maybe just a touch above, because when it changes, Elizabeth, it's really going to change. You're going to see it, and you're going to see it pretty soon.